Welcome to Victorious Parenting. I'm your host, Arabella Hill. Now's the time to transform your home life and make parenting a breeze by learning and applying new strategies. Let's get into it.
So how do you actually speak to your child in an age-appropriate way? Well, we're going to dive into that today. So number one, ask your child what they know about the event and how they feel about it. So if it's about coronavirus or about the riots that you see and your child is showing some kind of distress, they feel more withdrawn, they're acting out of character, it's appropriate at that point to sit down with your child, turn off all distractions, your phone, everything, and just put your arm around them and say, hey, how have you been going? I know a lot has been happening in the world. I know we've had a lot of different events. We've had lockdown and all these different kinds of things. I want to know how you're feeling and how do you think about, what do you think about all of this? And then the next thing you do is button up. You just listen, because we can make the mistake too much of just talking and talking and talking to our children and not listening enough to them. So ask your child what they know about the event and how they feel about it. At this point, don't judge. Just let them talk. Don't overanalyze what they're saying. Just sit there and listen. Just really, really listen to them. Put all distractions away and just bond with your child as they share their hearts and their thoughts with you. This is so important to validating your children or your child, because I have met so many adults who never really felt heard as children. They never really felt their parents saw them as a human being. Their parents always just looked at them and treated them in a way that made them feel that they were not important, that the way they felt, the way they acted, the way they experienced things in life were just not valid because you're a child and you'll get over it. Because that is a lot of the attitude that is out there. You know, you're a child, you'll figure it out one day. You'll learn when you become an adult, you know, grow up, you know. We tend to say these things without thinking to our children, and it really can impact them and the way they function as adults. And this is what this group, and this is what I am doing, the work I'm doing, I feel is so important, is bringing all of these things to your awareness, to the surface, so you don't make the same mistakes as perhaps your parents did, or your parents before them, or other people did. So you can build strong, healthy, emotionally resilient children that grow up to function in a chaotic world in a way that's healthy without learning helplessness and powerlessness, without feeling bogged down by everything, with feeling empowered instead and having the tools to cope with whatever comes their way. So the next thing to do is to take what they say really seriously. This is how your child feels, and they feel this way based on their understanding of the world. And they are coming from a perspective that is juvenile naturally. So you may know better, but they don't. And it's important at this stage to take what they say really seriously. This is coming from within them. This is personal to them. So it's important that they understand that they are loved, that they are safe, and how they feel and what they're feeling is valid. It doesn't mean that they haven't jumped to wrong conclusions. It doesn't mean that they have made errors in their judgment or thinking. It means that they understand that no matter what I'm feeling, my mom and dad are there for me. They love me. I am safe and I am heard. And the way I'm feeling is valid. So this demonstrates to your child that their feelings are important and they are heard. And if your child has then jumped to wrong conclusions after they have finished revealing how they feel to you, then is the time to clear up any misconceptions and any judgments that they have made that are indeed incorrect. For example, when I showed the video a few videos ago about the little girl crying at the protest.
Don't say that, okay?
We're here to protect you, okay? We're not here to hurt you at all, okay? You can protest, you can farm, you can do whatever you want. Just don't break nothing.
Okay, she jumped to the conclusion that the police were going to shoot her. That was an error in her judgment. That was a wrong conclusion. Now, I personally believe that that child should not have been at that protest. That protest is an adult environment. That is an adult conversation. And that is well above and beyond a five-year-old's ability to process and to comprehend. And the fact that she had a panic attack and she was crying at that protest, she was experiencing that event as traumatic. And it will impact her for the rest of her life because she experienced it on an emotional level. So then her brain would have consolidated that as a memory, and then it becomes a part of who she is. So if your child has jumped to wrong conclusions, it's time to clear them up. And this highlights the importance of keeping adult conversations and adult situations away from your children. It's not about wrapping them up in cotton wool and trying to overprotect them. It's about revealing things to them at the appropriate time on a level that they can understand that is age appropriate, so that it doesn't overwhelm their brain and cause a sense of learned helplessness and a sense of learned powerlessness, which can negatively impact their self-esteem that can carry over into adulthood. So the next thing to do is reassure them that their feelings are normal and that they did nothing to cause or impact or aggravate this situation, and that you are protecting them no matter what. So here are some things you can do to protect your children from situations that they cannot process that are perhaps going to impact them on a negative scale. Limit the amount of news they see. Look, the news media, their job is to create drama. I'm going to tell you a little story right now of why I am really against what the media is doing. And it's not from a political perspective. This is my own personal experience. When I first started at university, I realized that I was really, really good at writing. I loved it. I enjoyed it. All forms of writing. In fact, I wanted to change my degree from just a normal Bachelor of Arts to a Bachelor of Arts Communication, majoring in journalism. And I have several degrees, and this is my first degree that I'm talking about. So I changed my degree to a Bachelor of Arts of Communication, majoring in journalism, and I was studying at one of the best universities in Australia. And we were being taught by professionals in their field. So my professor was actually a journalist for the Sydney Morning Herald. He was a seasoned journalist, and we had coordinators who were seasoned radio journalists, and some of them were seasoned TV journalists. So we were learning from the absolute best. And what they did is they taught us to ethically lie. And at that point in my training in journalism, I actually changed my major. I was so disgusted about what I was being taught and what I was learning. I was absolutely outraged. You see, I went to university as a mature age student in my 30s, but my other classmates were young kids. They were like 18, 20, 21, 24 year olds. They're more receptive and they don't really use their critical thinking in ways that perhaps someone of my age at that point does. I mean, I questioned all of these things that they were teaching us. You know, on one hand, they were giving us a journalism code of conduct that is actually an international journalism code of conduct, where, you know, you're supposed to, as a journalist, remain neutral and your job is to present the facts. However, on the other hand, they were saying that you don't want to present all the facts, that in fact, journalism is not about presenting the facts at all. It's about finding a hook or an angle and going with that. So for example, if someone had a house fire and they found out it was a man, he's single on his own, they would say, okay, what is the hook? How can we spin this story to make it newsworthy and appropriate for TV? Which means, how can we make this all dramatic and make people shocked or fearful in order to get them to watch this show? Because if you just said, oh, this guy, you know, his house burned down, well, it all just sounds a bit boring. How can we put a marketing spin on it to like make it sound so dramatic and so timely and so, oh my goodness, that you have to be glued to your TV screen and not change the channel? So they would dive into like maybe his relationships. And this is a real story, by the way. So there's a story of a man whose house burned down and he had recently broken up with his wife. And I saw one news outlet, they spun the story that, and they didn't directly imply it. They indirectly implied it through omitting information that perhaps the relationship breakdown was the cause of the fire, that perhaps his ex-wife had something to do with it. And then another news channel tried to go for that similar spin, but this time it was an argument that he had with his neighbor. And through omitting other parts of information that were crucial in order to judge the situation, they were spinning it as maybe, and made you wonder if the neighbor had something to do with burning this guy's house down. Would you want to know the real cause? And what really caused this guy's house to burn down? He was a smoker and he fell asleep with a cigarette in his hand. But those two media outlets did not report on that. I had to dig through other media outlets to actually find the real information. You see, the media, they ethically, so-called in their own minds, lie. So when we limit the amount of news our children see, it is actually a blessing. We are doing them a favor because all we're seeing is lies. We're seeing a spin on a story. We are never, ever seeing the true facts. Media is not about facts. And that quote right there is what my professor told me. Journalism isn't about facts. It's about storytelling. It's about engaging the readers. It's about getting them to read your article and subscribe to your newspaper. It's about getting them to watch your video and to not flip over to any other channel. So limiting the amount of news your children see is a blessing because you're limiting the amount of lies that are coming into their lives. Number two, limit the amount of adult conversations that you have around them. They do not need to be bogged down and involved in adult concerns. Resume normal activities as much as possible and give them lived experiences of peace and harmony. These are ways that we can help children to become resilient. These are ways that we can speak to our children about events of crisis that impact their lives in ways that are appropriate to them. Play games with them, take them to the park, let them enjoy being kids. Teaching them about the world is important, but the world isn't going anywhere. The drama in the world isn't going anywhere. The crises are not going anywhere. There were crises in the 80s when I was a child, and there are crises now, and they will always will be when your children's children are born as well. Yes, it's important to inform your children about what is going on in the world, but we need to do it in a way that doesn't overwhelm their minds and negatively impact them on deep emotional ways that cause them to become damaged adults who function in society in very unhealthy ways. So being a responsible parent sometimes means carrying the burdens upon your shoulders so your children do not have to. And that is true love. Sometimes we have to carry these burdens and this information and this knowledge ourselves as adults without passing it on to our children so that we don't overwhelm them. We carry a lot of burden as adults, but we don't need to put that on to juvenile minds, minds that can't process that kind of information. So don't bog them down with information they don't need to know, and really, really, truly listen to them and help correct any misjudgments and any wrong conclusions they have may come to along the way, and you will see your children blossom and grow into healthy, well-adjusted adults.
If you would like access to more parenting resources and a big supportive community, I'd like to invite you to our Facebook group, Victorious Parenting. I give regular content every single day, and we have a unit section where you can find all the best content. There are some short form and long form content in there, like the Grey Rock Method and how to deal with sibling rivalry. And as well, you'll get to be a part of a great big community of parents who are becoming victorious just like you. We'd love to have you join us in Victorious Parenting.
Discover the 7 biggest mistakes parents make that can lower their child's self-esteem forever. Promoting selfesteem.com.